Mohawk Valley Living podcast presented by the Cooper Group. Thousands of vehicles are available online now at coopergroup.com.
We're driving by what we see here.
Okay, you're now visiting the 1747 Nellis Tavern, built by Christian Nellis Sr., who was a Palatine immigrant. He settled this area, built a tavern close to the road, which was called the Queen Anne's Highway, to the south. It was a great highway. After the Revolutionary War, people were traveling west. It was a great Western movement, and it was a perfect place for people to stop overnight and local folks to stop by. He also had a machinery store here, too, and sold all sorts of equipment and things to folks passing through and the local folks. As the highway became busier and busier, I'm sure the tavern became busier and busier, and did die off when the railroad and the new road changed position from the south of the building to the north of the building. So it still remained a machine store and a place to stop by the few people that still travel through the valley. The building has a lot of artifacts in it donated by family members, and nothing is original left in the tavern because the tavern was open to the atmosphere for, say, 20 years before the Palatine Settlement Society, who owns the tavern, took over. And a lot of repairs have been made. A new front porch, which is actually facing the railroad tracks and is now the back porch, but we call it the front entrance. New doors have been put on, donations by people. We've had several grants given us to do this work and need a lot more fixing and things to be done to the tavern to keep it in, up to 1835 is where we finally want to settle, because the building was built in a couple of increments after the 1747.
Now, it is on its original site. Can you tell us what is original about the building?
The building is original. We are standing in the original kitchen. It was built in 1747, and it was a building with a center hallway and a room on each side, and upstairs the same, a room on each side and a center hallway, and there's a loom room upstairs, and there were bedrooms upstairs. Around 1800, the roof was raised to make it more accessible to more rooms upstairs, and then in a few years after that, a room was built on the east end, a nice, another like a parlor type area, more room for the family who was probably growing, and then it was a two-story structure was built on.
Okay, and when are you open for the public?
We're open every Sunday afternoon through the end of September. This September we're having soup on Sunday, the early soup and a homemade bread. We're out 1 to 4, the hours are, and we're open every summer from June until the end of September, and then special events like Rhubarb Festival, and we're having a ghosts and spiritual talk the September 24th, and we hope people will stop down and see us that day. And the hours are 2 to 5 on that day.
Okay.
Thank you.